Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our podcast, our broadcast, as well as our podcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. Well, we were discussing yesterday a lot of why we are talking about Jeremiah in this program too, talking about ordinary time and talking about how the readings in ordinary time, which we are fully in right now, are the Old Testament and the Gospel have a connection always in ordinary time. So sometimes it's a strong connection, sometimes it's a weak one, but it's always there. There's some connection between the two. And I talked about how the gospel this weekend is Jesus talking about having courage during persecution, whereas in our first reading, which is what I'm focusing on, we have the words of Jeremiah talking about his own persecution. And what Jeremiah is doing is he's calling people to repentance. And remember what a prophet does. People will say, you know, I remember growing up and there were some famous so-called prophets. I won't mention their names. World famous. And people would say they were a prophet and they would go listen to them or they'd go read their books or whatever to find out what is coming down the pike. Well, God never works that way. The way God works is if you do not change your ways, this will happen. If you go back and read the words of Mary as related to the world through Sister Lucia, Sister Lucia dos Passos, is that Mary was saying, if the human race doesn't change, this is what's going to happen. If the human race doesn't change, this is what's going to happen. And so these powerful realities are if there isn't a change in people's hearts. So Jeremiah spoke the same way. Contrast that with someone reading a book saying in 1965 what's going to happen, there'll be a sign in the sky, and that means that all of a sudden everyone will get rich. I'm just obviously doing this off the top of my head. Everyone will get rich and there'll be this great, and that is what we'd call a psychic, or even some people will call them a prophet. But notice the difference. One group of people says this is what will happen if you don't change your ways. The other says this is what will happen. Now, during the time of the prophets, there were what is known as false prophets. And false prophets would always preach peace and security. So even though the signs were there that people were drifting away from the Lord and they should get back to the Lord, the false prophets would say, don't worry, everything is about peace and security. Everything is going to be fine. The Lord is very happy with the way things are going, even though people were drifting away from the Lord. And don't worry, everything would be fine. And when you read the Bible, you hear the real prophets speaking about those people who are saying peace and security. And even Jesus mentions, and we've seen this happen clearly in our own time, clearly in our own year. But Jesus says, you know, there will come that time where everyone is talking about peace and security and everything will change instantly. And we had that experience here this year. The coronavirus came in, they shut down the country, and now, of course, we've got just a radical domestic change in this country, and all of this going on after the death of George Floyd, and it's just a radical change. And all of that just happened almost instantly, and it brings us back to exactly what the prophets would often talk about. If you don't change your ways, this will happen, whereas the false prophets would say, no, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be wonderful. And always remember that. The true prophet is always going to call you to deepen your relationship with Christ. Now, and in the Old Testament, deepen your relationship with God. Now, here's the thing to look at as well. When we see that understanding of the prophets and what they're saying and the difference between the false prophets and the true prophets, oftentimes they would suffer persecution because no one wanted to hear their message. It's like everything's going well and someone says, well, if you don't change your ways, everything's going to change. And well, you know, go away. You know, you're just giving me bad news. Go away. So people never wanted to hear that. And so you'd see these stories of Jeremiah the prophet who would suffer tremendous, tremendous persecution, which is why, as I said yesterday, there were the three prophets who basically asked for God to strike them dead. And I said, in Jeremiah, it's really not exactly the same because he just wished that he was never born. So you see that going on. And then the focus is the great persecution that he encounters because no one wants to listen to him. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
So the first reading, oh, we're back, by the way. And before the break, we were talking about the issues with what a prophet is and everything else. We're talking about everything with Jeremiah. Now, the first reading this coming Sunday comes to us from the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. And it is the chapter, by the way, where Jeremiah does give out what I was talking about, that whole Tourette syndrome thing. He does not want to speak. And he says, right, you've seduced me, Lord. I myself have been seduced. You're too strong for me. And he talks about the great persecution that he suffered. I say I will not mention him. I will no longer speak in his name. But then it is as if fire is burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding back. I cannot. Yes, I hear the whisperings of many, many, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. And he goes, and that's that Tourette syndrome thing. That's exactly what people suffer when they go through Tourette syndrome. And people who were once his friends have now despised him. Everyone rejects him because he has to speak. Now, there's probably a truth there where Jeremiah probably knew what was coming. You know, he was a prophet. And again, he would be saying, this is what's going to happen if you don't turn away from the Lord. And in fact, what happens is, you know, he speaks these words and people denounce him and they reject him and everything else. I will assume that he knew what was coming. And what he knew what was coming is that King Nebuchadnezzar and the very evil people from Babylon at the time, which not related, not making a comment here, please don't take it that way, which is modern day Iraq. These people were going to come in and wipe out Judah, which in fact they did. They were going to destroy the temple. They were going to bring the movers and shakers from Judah into Babylon, and there you have it. And he's warning. Now, you probably can imagine that he saw this coming, literally. As a matter of fact, after the reading is chapter 20, verses 10 through 13. The chapter 14, which is not part of the reading that we'll hear this Sunday, is in fact where Jeremiah says, cursed be the day on which I was born. And that, again, comes from Jeremiah speaking right then and there of, you know, his pain of what it was like to live as the prophet. So as we look at these words, and we see these words here, and we see what's being said. He's talking about, in the reading we hear, the great suffering that he is going to encounter. But the other part of that is what happens if he doesn't speak? Now, we already know the internal part, the Tourette syndrome part. But what happens if he doesn't speak? The people are lost. Now, I'm reading Dennis Prager's Rational Bible, Genesis. I just finished Exodus. And he talks about that God is teaching the people about ethical monotheism. And he starts with the Jews to eventually go out into the entire world. If you want proof that the Bible is true, you know, look for great signs. You say, well, you know, prove to me. Well, it's in there. They're not these great signs you're looking for, but they are in there. And one of the signs of proof is that it's right there in the Bible many times that the day will come that the whole world will worship the God of the Jews. And at the time, that would be a ridiculous notion because the Jews were, you know, granted during David, they were a powerful nation. But aside from that, they were either they were in exile or they were not this big, powerful nation. And it would literally be like me saying to you, there will come a time where the entire world is going to be enamored and worship the people of Slovenia. And you'd say, well, Slovenia is a nice country and the whole bit, but what makes that so special? Well, that's the way people would look at it. So here you have this prophet speaking to the people, calling them to change their ways. What would happen if they didn't? Judaism would be lost. There would be no such thing as Christianity. There would be no salvation. And at best, if we existed, we would live in a pagan environment that probably would be as anarchistic and probably more as our country is currently walking down the path towards, which hopefully it doesn't go there. But you hear that we have to change our ways. We have to come before the Lord and say to the Lord, we've realized that there really is God, and we want to understand who you are and where you are calling us. So that call by Jeremiah, that call is important. He tries not to do it, but he has to do it. And we see that call is the same call that you and I have to live our faith. Daughters of St. Paul, tomorrow, have yourself a blessed day.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.